Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The rules for vegan eating are simple. No animal products of any kind. No meat, no dairy, no eggs. Zip. Which to me seems very laudable, but I'll admit, personally, highly impractical given the fact that I love cheese. But is veganism any more practical around Greater Boston, a region that loves its lobster, creamy chowders, cannolis, and raw bars? And yet, vegan restaurants are popping up around the hub. In the past 18 months, 4 new vegan restaurants opened their doors to tempeh and tofu lovers, and many other vegetarian-only restaurants have also sprouted up. So, on today's Talker on Radio Boston, vegan and vegetarian dining in Boston. Joining us now to talk about veganism and answer your questions about the best way to use tempeh and seitan are two of Boston's hottest vegan and vegetarian chefs. Chef Stuart Ryder is serving up high-end vegan dishes at True Bistro in Somerville. Welcome to Radio Boston, Chef Ryder.
Thank you.
Also with us is Chef Pankaj Pradhan, I should say. I'm sorry. He's chef owner of Red Lentil in Watertown. Chef Pradhan, welcome to Radio Boston to you.
Thank you.
So listeners, this is your chance. Do you want tips or want to share them on how to go vegan and gourmet? Questions you might have on whether, where, and to source great vegan ingredients? And are you curious how a restaurant even runs with no meat, cheese, or dairy anywhere on the menu? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And if you've been to True Bistro or Red Lentil as well, we'd love to hear what you thought about your dining experiences there. Again, we're at 1-800-423-8255. So Chef Ryder and Chef Pradhan, I have to say, you've brought in a variety of dishes off your respective menus, and they look fantastic. They are absolutely gorgeous looking. We have vegan shepherd's pie from Red Lentil, a gluten-free vegan chocolate cake as well, and your gobi manchurian, which I hear is a big hit on your menu,
yes,
Chef Pradhan.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And from True Bistro, we have Death by Chocolate flourless chocolate cake and seitan piccata and a plantain and black bean tort, which is an unexpected hit on your menu.
That has become quite popular.
Okay, so let me first start off by just asking you, what inspired both of you to open restaurants that had no meat on the menu? Chef Pradhan.
Well, originally I'm from India, and I grew up there. And if you look at the Indian culture, mostly from Hinduism, if you see it, most of the Hinduism people comes from a vegan, not vegan exactly, but vegetarian culture. And I did my culinary back home in Calcutta, which is in India. And then I did my higher studies in France for a year. And while I was doing all this thing, what happened was my career made me do certain things in my life which I don't wanted to do it. Hmm. I was a rotisserie chef for a year and a half in Carnival Cruise Line.
A rotisserie chef?
Yes. Oh. It's basically I'm slicing 200 pounds of prime ribs every night, making steak almost like 300 pounds for the whole board members in the cruise line. On that period, it just gave me a little kick in my brain saying that, you know what, this is not what you wanted to do, so you got to do something which makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And at that time period, I was traveling a lot. I was trying to do something which my culture kicks me out, which what I wanted to do. And then I started gradually picking up, like, learning vegetarian. It started from vegetarian, trying food from all different culture while I was traveling. And after I came back from the cruise line, the first thing I did was look for a job where I can do vegan, vegetarian food, make my own thing, and that's how it started.
It's quite a journey coming from India, where vegetarianism is basically de facto the norm for most people, to working as a rotisserie chef on a cruise line and then opening Red Lentil here in 2009. Amazing journey. Chef Ryder, and how did you get to starting True Bistro?
I was approached by a very excited and wonderful couple, Linda and Michael Harrison, who own True Bistro, about partnering with them in opening a vegan restaurant that had a higher level of service and a beer and a wine license that Boston hadn't seen previously. And yes, I have been vegetarian for a very, very long time. I do love to cook and I love to prepare food and I love the restaurant industry. And I've also made compromises over in the years, taking jobs that I didn't love or doing things that I wasn't particularly happy to be doing to pursue that. But this is a great fit for me, and you know, I think that there's an opportunity in Boston to share that with a lot of guests who are interested in this.
Okay, and what they're interested in particular, I have in front of me many of those exact dishes. So we're going to try some here, and I will try to avoid end up being a an SNL spoof of people eating on the radio, but it just looks so good, so I'm going to try some here. This is the red lentil, the vegan shepherd's pie. Now, shepherd's pie, Chef Pradhan, is something that you just presume is going to have meat in it. So as I'm taking a sample here, why don't you tell me, what is the meat substitute in shepherd's pie?
It's the soy sausage. That's the meat substitute for the shepherd's pie.
So soy-based fake sausage.
Yes.
Okay. And how did you come up with the inspiration of doing that?
Well, we were just talking before with Chef Stewart, like how people, they got to change their cuisine because of some medical dietary and all those stuff. So even though somebody wants to eat a vegan, vegetarian food, because they're changing their diet, what they think is if they go to a vegan or vegetarian restaurant, they expect the same kind of transition what they used to eat.
So keeping it familiar.
Keeping it familiar. What I did was try to give a little tweak to it and try to make it a vegan.
Okay. Well, it looks gorgeous. It's got these
Thank you.
Beautiful sort of orange tones, and I can see bits of corn and
some seasonal vegetables.
Seasonal vegetables and sautéed onion.
Layered of mass yam with coconut milk.
Coconut milk. Okay. Yep. So here, I'm going to give it a try.
Sure.
Mmm. As I said a little earlier in the show, I'm not vegan by practice, but you may soon convert me here if I can give up my love for cheese. That is delicious.
Thank you.
So, Chef Ryder, what should we try here? What's a popular dish that you brought in from True Bistro?
Well, as you mentioned, the appetizer of the black bean and plantain torte served with salsa verde made from tomatillos that we grill, and some sour cream stand-in that we make from a fermented cashew product that we make in-house is very, very popular.
Okay, so that's what this thing that looks like cream is fermented cashew.
Yes.
Okay. And what exactly is the... plantain and black bean. Okay.
Right.
So, and you were telling me earlier before this segment started that you were kind of surprised that this has become such a hit, and why is that a surprise to you?
It's... it's not that any one particular thing surprises me. I put together a menu and I expect it all to do fairly well, and I'm just, it's always curious to see which ones end up leading the pack.
It is delicious, though. I want to try a little bit of this cashew. You know, it is remarkable how much it actually does taste like sour cream or like a cream product.
Right. Okay, well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, it is certainly possible. There are plenty of fats in the world. There are plenty of plant, you know, based materials that one can really, you know, let one's imagination take oneself to coming up with creations like that, which stand in perfectly well on the plate for an animal product.
Well, we are talking about Boston's vegan and vegetarian restaurant scene. If you've got a question for these two remarkable chefs, give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Catherine is calling from Cambridge. Welcome to Radio Boston, Catherine.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What's your thought today?
Well, my parents and I went to True Bistro back in November, right around the time it first opened, to celebrate my birthday. I'm a vegan, and my parents are not. They're both omnivores. And all three of us very much enjoyed our meals. And I myself had the black bean and plantain tort that you were talking about, and I agree, it was excellent.
And what did your parents have to say about it?
They really liked it. I think through seeing what I eat and going to vegetarian restaurants occasionally with me, they've been able to see that plant-based cuisine is about more than trying to replace what you're not eating, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, and really celebrating a lot of the flavors that plants bring to it. And I think, I haven't been to Red Lentil, so I can't speak for that restaurant, but True Bistro does a really good job of creating flavors and dishes.
Catherine, thank you so much for your call. Chef Pradhan, let me ask you, and as Chef Ryder as well, is Catherine brought her parents who weren't vegan or even vegetarian for that matter. Do you see a lot of that, like people bringing their friends to say, hey, here's a way to sort of try this type of cuisine?
Yes, they do. In fact, you know, there are so many people who comes and while I'm in the restaurant, I try to ask most of the people, are you vegan? Are you vegetarian? And to be honest, the 60% of my feedback is some of the people are not vegetarian. They're not even vegan. They just came to try some healthy food, and they're there to eat some food.
Are you seeing something similar?
Yes, quite. That was great to hear from Catherine and that her parents enjoyed their meal. And absolutely, I think that, you know, we are in the restaurant industry, and we need to be appealing to all guests. And, you know, I certainly hope to craft an experience and food that is good for everyone. And if you are compelled to be, you know, in some way to look for a vegetarian or vegan diet in your life, then we fit very well for you. But hope is that everyone can have a wonderful meal.
Speaking of the restaurant industry, are there particular challenges that you face sort of in the kitchen in terms of creating restaurant quality vegan food? I mean, you know, I could probably do it at home, but to make food that looks and tastes like this, as beautiful as this does, is it tougher than it is for a restaurant that serves animal products or not?
Well, it's all about playing with the food, how much you know about the product. Basically, when I make an entree, I make sure that there's enough of starch, enough of greens, and enough of protein in my plate. And after that, if you know how to season your food, that makes it, palatable. You can eat that food. And everybody has their own creation of presenting their food. And I think for me, the very important thing about plant-based cuisine is the seasoning to the food. Mm-hmm. You got to know your customer. You got to know the people, what exactly they want from you.
Chef Ryder?
And I don't say that it's any more challenging. I would say that cooking in January, possibly as a vegan in New England, that presents a few challenges, and just sourcing high quality ingredients.
Well, on that note, where do you source the soy and the tofu from? Or even the vegetables as well?
Yeah, I have a number of distributors that deliver product to me. I use tofu made by the Soy Boy people in upstate New York. I get a lot of my produce through Baldor, which is a specialty produce company. And there are people that, you know, will cater to our market here in Boston now.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to the next course. I'm just going to skip to dessert since you both have brought some fabulous looking desserts here. There's a gluten-free vegan chocolate cake from Red Lentil and the True Bistro Death by Chocolate flourless chocolate cake. Okay, so while I sample these, let's also hear from one of our callers. Robert is calling from Worcester. Welcome to Radio Boston, Robert.
Thanks very much.
What's your thought today?
I just wanted to say I've been vegan for about 3 years. It's great to see more and more places where you can eat out and have high-end vegan food. I also wanted to say that before I was vegan, I was the biggest cheese lover in the world ever. And that was the last thing that I sort of gave up. And I seriously didn't think that I could give that up, or that if I did, I would miss it very much. And to my surprise, after I did, I actually stopped thinking about cheese.
Oh, I can't imagine life without cheese, Robert, but I'm glad to hear that you were able to make the break. Thanks so much for your call. Let's get another call in here. Actually, before I do that, your vegan chocolate cake, Chef Pradhan, is fabulous.
Thank you.
It's so good. Scott is calling from Waltham. Welcome to Radio Boston, Scott.
Hi, Meghna. Thanks for taking my call, and I'm totally jealous that you get to have two chocolate desserts now.
I've got them right in front of me, and it is more than a little decadent.
Well, I keep kosher, and I'm liberal in my practice, so I'm always looking for good options for eating out, and unlike your previous caller, Catherine, I've eaten at Red Lentil several times, totally enjoyed it every time. I hadn't heard about True Bistro, but I do plan to put it on my list. I actually jumped on the web, took a look at the menu, and salivating already. I had a question for Chef Pradhan. Of all the places to open a vegan vegetarian restaurant, you chose Watertown. I was just curious how you came to choose Little Armenia, and do you see this as maybe a trend where good vegetarian restaurants will spread out further into the great Metro West?
Scott, great question. Chef Radhan.
Hi, hello to Scott. Hi, Scott, how are you? It's a very good question you asked. Well, if you see the economy during 2009, which was a year and a half back, it was really, really bad. And during the downfall of the economy, I had three choices to figure it out, which one I need to pick it up. And my choices were Brookline, Cambridge, and Watertown. And no matter how the downfall of the economy was bad, the thing is I had to make a choice according to my budget. And I believe it was my luck which brought me to Watertown. And Watertown, I feel like so far I had a great diversity of people in that mm-hmm. neighborhood. And my neighbor are like favorites to me. They always support me for everything I needed from them. So I think it's that made me choose why I'm there today at the Red Lentil in Watertown.
If I can ask both of you just one last question here before I regretfully have to let you go. We can keep the food, right?
Sure.
In Greater Boston overall, I mean, how is the vegan and vegetarian scene going? Do you see this as truly like an increasing trend, or is it just one of those like food trends that comes and goes?
Certainly hoping and banking on the fact that it'll continue to grow, and I think it is continuing to grow across this country and the American perspective and psyche.
Well, people are getting very much aware of their health, and since they know that vegan, vegetarian is something, I mean, whatever they are eating, they know what they are eating. When you go to a supermarket, you don't know what you are eating. You don't know when they are made, you don't know when they are produced. You don't know what kind of chemical it is. At least in vegan, vegetarian, you know what you are having. So I think it's definitely there's a market to it, there's a niche to it in Boston neighborhood, and I think it's definitely going to survive.
Well, Chef Pankaj Pradhan, owner of Red Lentil, The Red Lentil in Watertown, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Chef Stuart Ryder, chef at True Bistro in Somerville, thank you so much for joining us as well.
Great, thank you.
Listeners, you can find some of the recipes for the dishes we've tried today on WBUR's Daily Food and Culture blog. That's publicradiokitchen.org. Next time on Radio Boston, Senator John Kerry joins us. We'll put several tough questions to him. That's on Monday. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangleatboston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great weekend and join us on Monday for more Radio Boston.
Mama, Dad said, sleep a lot, eat a lot, brush 'em like crazy.